Welcome to Matters of the Heart, a radio show for those of you who need healing from divorce, separation, or loss of a relationship. Your host, Dr. Michael Brooks, will guide you through the process of finding the healing you need. Please stay tuned.
Well, today I'd like to introduce you to a good friend of mine, Teddy Ann Berry. Teddy is one of the top family attorneys in the Denver metro area. And Teddy, welcome today to our show, Matters of the Heart. It's a great privilege to have you on our show today. Thank you for coming.
Thanks for having me.
Well, Teddy, why don't you tell us about yourself? You've been practicing law for how long and your background? How did you get into family law?
Thank you. I graduated Creighton University. It's a Jesuit Catholic university. I went to Creighton University, did political science in my undergraduate, and then stayed there for my law degree. I'm originally from Colorado. And through that education, really found a purpose with education, that we're educated to serve others. From that, when I got into law school, I found that family law was a great area of the law to be able to combine the legal aspects with true family needs and very factual based, working closely with people in a very tough time in their life. And from that, now 17 years later, I have my practice statewide and have my law practice as well as a mediation practice to try and help families through different aspects of family law, everything from divorce to mediation to drafting documents, parental responsibility issues, and anything after the orders have entered. I can come back and help families renegotiate or clean up if the orders entered weren't working for them.
So it's pretty rewarding, isn't it?
It is.
Any struggles that you face, you know, with couples maybe talking about divorce? I know that hits all of us in the profession of counseling. So what are your thoughts on that? I mean, how do you deal with that, knowing that a lot of the problems that couples go through can be resolved through counseling or mediation?
Well, counseling and mediation are two very, very different things. Mediation is, in my head, part of the legal prospect, whereas counseling is really trying to understand the issues that would lead one to divorce. So that really comes clean in conversations, the initial conversations I have with my clients, asking how they got here, right? What was the problem? What have they done to fix the problem? Have they been in marriage counseling? If so, with who? Have they done individual counseling? And really try to better understand what the issues are that are prompting the concept of divorce for the family.
Wow, that's pretty interesting. I see, though, that you have a program. It's the WD-40 program. Can you tell us about that?
Oh, it's not necessarily a program, but it really is an idea that I try and walk, not even clients through, but it's just the concept of what if, like WD-40, I could grab a can, spray a situation, and fix a relationship. So when I noodled that idea a little bit, I came up with some WD questions. And that first question is, why did I? Right? Why did I get in the relationship I'm in? Why did I decide to get married? And basically look through that question. I have clients that often will tell me that, you know, they did it for love, or there was a financial opportunity. Clearly, often there's people who want and desire to have a family life and see marriage as the first step to that. Others have a baby on the way, so kind of back into marriage. Mm-hmm. And then just still there's the social norm that that's the next step in life, right? Get your education, find your career, and now it's time to get married. While I'm seeing a lot less with the new generation of young professionals, I still believe there's that concept that that's what's next to do. Mm-hmm. The second question I get to with clients is, why did you choose the one you did? Mm. And when somebody can sit and reflect in that concept, if they really did it for love, I find that they're willing to make that extra step and work harder at the marriage. Mm-hmm. If they did it for a couple of the other reasons, as I stated, is the stress of a baby already on the way or a financial situation that they no longer necessarily need, then divorce is a much easier decision, I find, for people. Mm-hmm. And then the last question is, who did I? And this has many parts to it. Who did I hurt? Who did I think about when making these decisions? And who did I consider? So when people ask that question, it really forces them to get out of the self-interest. Mm. So often people getting divorced are there because they're done with the marriage or they don't like the situation they're in and they think, by ending the relationship, it can bring them a different sense of happiness that isn't necessarily true, as you would know for sure. Mm-hmm.
Well, in my practice, I do see a lot of marriage that seem to be hopeless. but sitting down with them and exploring other options as far as learning to communicate better. As you know and I know, a lot of couples don't do well on that, and so they're not understood very well. And so when we have them before us and we're asking the questions, the WD questions, those questions open up a lot of can of worms, so to speak.
They do.
So we want to make sure that, you know, when we talk to our clients and encourage them to communicate better, figure out what are the needs in the relationship maybe they aren't providing each other, that's when the rubber hits the road. That's when we hear things that, oh my goodness, that'd be very easy to figure out if you just sit down and talk about your feelings and express those. So in your setting, in my setting, certainly we have to be good detectives. We need to ask the right questions.
Right.
And so I think that's important that we do that. Well, folks, we're going to be coming back with Teddy Ann, and we're going to talk about some of the things that we see in our practice that would be beneficial to you to help you prevent divorce or proceed forward in a civil way. So stay tuned and hear a word from our sponsors.
If you'd like more information, you can find us on the internet at applicablecoaching.com or idontwantthisdivorce.com or by calling 303-456-0555, 303-456-0555.
Okay, we're back with Teddy Ann, and we're discussing some of the aspects of family law and counseling and how important they are as hand-in-hand tools for couples that may be considering divorce or working on their marriage. And you know, Teddy Ann, one of the things that I see in my practice is couples that come and it's a knee-jerk response. They may have had a fight, and what do? They talk about getting an attorney involved, without really sitting down and figuring out what their next steps are. I'm sure you hear these things as well in your practice.
I do.
So how do you confront a couple knowing that they really don't have per se grounds for divorce,
right,
but they just need to sit down and, you know, talk about the alternatives or the options they have so they can work on it? What are your
right.
thoughts on that?
You know, when people are coming into my office for what I call the divorce planning stage, they're really trying to just figure out, what does this look like? What are costs are involved in the process? What time's involved in the process? What would that parenting plan look like for my kids? Really information sessions. I find in those sessions, I'm really able to ask some of those questions right back. How long have you been married? How hard have you worked at your marriage? When did these issues start rising to the level of concern that you're now sitting here with me? And what have you done to fix it? I have one of the taglines for my practice is to focus on the fix, not the fight.
Mm-hmm.
And even when you're ending a marriage, to come to an attorney who's trying to just get your family out safely, lack of a better word, I really find that that's helpful. And one of the ways that I do that is strongly suggesting that my clients get involved in either individual or some marriage counseling before they ever decide to file papers.
That's same with me. It's a lot easier to sit down and discuss the issues as opposed to running and hiring an attorney. I had a case where I was working with a woman whose husband went and filed without really telling her he was doing that. And one of the problems that the husband had is the wife was calling asking where he was because he wasn't spending time with the two boys and her. So she had called a bar he was at and asked if the bartender would get her husband so he could talk to her. So the husband got on the phone and they kind of had a argument, and he hung up the phone, went to his drinking buddies, and what they had said is, you know, you don't need to be married to somebody like that that's checking up on you. It's something that it's kind of a red flag for us. Really good advice from bar drinking buddies.
Right.
But his one friend said, why don't you talk to my divorce attorney? And maybe you can figure out what you need to do. But I think this is wrong that you're allowing your wife to, you know, follow up and check on you. So what does he do? He went and talked to his friend's attorney. And the attorney said, yeah, absolutely, I'll take your case. this wasn't an attorney that I would recommend because, first of all, he didn't get all the facts. He got one side. Generally, attorneys, good ones, do that. They do the fact checking and that. So he said, yep, I'm going to hire you. I want to have my wife served. He did not tell his wife. So the day she got served is the day he moved out of the house. She called his work and she wanted to ask him what was going on. And the work people would not take his call. And so she drove down there to confront him. She was escorted off the premises, and it was a horrible thing. That's when I got a call. He had moved out, and so what did he do? He got into the party lifestyle with his drinking buddies, and the outcome, I will tell you, was very sad. She did not want the divorce, but her parents said, you need to go talk to an attorney because obviously he is not doing anything with you or the boys. So she got an attorney, and the sad thing is they tried talking things out. She was being very reasonable. We presented a plan where they would get counseling, intense counseling, to figure out what the issues were. And so anyway, the divorce happened and he realized he did a very bad thing. And he wanted to get back with his wife because he had lost a job. His buddy wanted rent, you know, for where he was staying. He couldn't pay and he needed a place to go.
Wow.
So, you know, those are the kind of cases, Teddy Ann, that I deal with and see quite often.
Right.
And so I know that when people go to you that I send your way, you have helped every one of those people. You've been awesome. So I really appreciate the hard work that you do and your goal of trying to keep marriages together first.
Right.
That's a rare trait.
Thank you.
So anyway, that is the goal of what Teddy Ann does and what I do, is to make sure that all your options have been looked at. And, you know, one of the things, Teddy, if somebody needs to get hold of you, they've got questions about do they want a divorce, don't they want a divorce, costs, what it looks like, time and all that stuff, how do they get a hold of you?
You know, the first place I like to send people who have not yet worked with me is to my website. My website's divorceincolorado.com. And there you'll find a lot of blogs that basically detail all the different forms of divorce. Or you can just call me. Our number is 720-722-0776. 720-722-0776.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. And give Teddy Ann a call if you've got some questions. She will be able to help you. She responds quickly, so you're not going to be hanging out there too long. So stay tuned for our next segment as we go to our sponsors.
If you'd like more information, you can find us on the internet at applicablecoaching.com or idontwantthisdivorce.com or by calling 303-456-0555. 303-456-0555.
We're back with Teddy Ann, and she's given us some pretty good advice. And Teddy Ann, you get a phone call, and this person is just not sure what they want to do. You know, they're confused. They've had a friend tell them, oh, go see an attorney, or a parent tell them, go see an attorney, but they're not quite sure what they want to do. And so they call you. What's the process? What happens when somebody calls you and wants to talk to you?
Right. So when you call the office, you're not going to get me right away. I have six different offices throughout the state that I'm managing right now, but we have hired a separate client care manager. So our client care manager is the first person you'll likely talk to on the phone. That person's going to talk you through your basic information, everything from phone number to what kind of services you may be in need of. And then Michelle, my chief of firm operations and basically my right-hand man, she'll be the next one to basically go through a really in-depth intake process, everything from location to assess the emergency need if there is one, and then set either a call or an in-person meeting with me. That usually can be set as soon as next day or within the next couple weeks, depending on the needs of the particular client calling. So at that first meeting, the clients, which I prefer to do in person when at all possible, they come into the office, get to see the feel of the space where I work every day first, which in itself I think can tell a lot about a lawyer. There's some offices I walk into with opposing counsel and wondering how much their client is paying for the lawyer's overhead compared to the services. Mm-hmm. Our offices, while we have six, are very small, comfortable settings for clients. During that first meeting, we will talk about everything from what they think they want, to how they got there, to their process before getting to my office. Mm-hmm. And during that conversation, I like to dive a little deeper into kind of brainstorm other things they could do other than divorce. I always explain to my clients, my door should be the last one you knock on, not the mm-hmm. first.
Right.
I even had a client up in Vail once, and she came in and she was so stressed, and her boys were mad at her, and her husband wasn't talking to her, and everybody was yelling at her. You could tell that she still just loved everyone so much that mm-hmm. she just, leaving the marriage wasn't her answer. Mm-hmm. And so I really told her, I said, take what you would spend on a retainer and go on a vacation. And before you even go on a vacation with your husband, consider taking a 3-day break on your own. Mm-hmm. And she did that. She never called me back. So hopefully she never needed a lawyer. So I have had those situations. At the end of that meeting, client will either decide to retain me and want to move forward, or in the best case scenario, say, thanks for the advice and information. I have to think about it a little bit. And it's my hope that in that process that they do go through the brainstorm that we just discussed and pursue. If this is financial, would we be better talking to a financial planner? Or if this is, we're just a fight all the time, shouldn't we talk to a counselor? Then if they do end up retaining me, then we set up a strategy meeting and start working on the financial aspect of the divorce. Because really, once you make that step with me, I really assume the role of your lawyer. Mm-hmm. And as attorney, it really is the drafting of a legal contract and becomes the words and numbers. And at that point, I'm referring my clients to separate individual counselors or marriage counselors.
Okay. Well, that's very helpful because a lot of people that are thinking of counseling or divorce really don't understand the process.
Right.
They don't know how intense it can be, especially if you're contemplating divorce.
Right.
It's not this feel-good, easy process. There is a lot of emotion involved in it. And that's where I see a lot of these folks that they didn't realize how painful a divorce is, not only to the husband and wife,
right,
but to the children.
Exactly.
And children really suffer through divorce. I had one client that told me, I was hired by the husband to, you know, try to help them get counseling. She came once and she said to us in the office, my children will be fine. Nothing will happen to them. They're going to be okay through this. And you know what? Here's a sad thing. That backfired.
I'm sure.
The daughter was so distraught. She was in high school, made 2 suicide attempts.
Aww.
Felt it was her fault. She took the blame and she kept telling the dad and the mom, I am so sorry I caused your divorce. And children take this on, as
right.
you know. And it's certainly something that we, in counseling, try to encourage that the husband and wife really try to work things out, not only to save the marriage, but also to give the children a home. They need to be in a home with 2 parents. And I know there's a lot of single family situations going on, and I'm not belaboring the fact that some folk that get a divorce absolutely need to. There's so much that we cannot talk about today that right. we see in our office. But certainly when we do get enough people that are struggling and wanting to get help, either legally or counseling, we have to make sure that we have these services available to them.
Absolutely. And be able to help clients get out of the self-interest
yeah.
and back into their family mentality.
Yes. And there was a lot of pressure from other family members, parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles. They say things that they mean well, but do not promote any kind of healing through divorce or through counseling.
Exactly.
And it's us to pick up the pieces and try to help them find some direction. So I think that's exciting what we do. And we will be back. We have to go to a station break here, but stay tuned with Teddy Ann and myself, Dr. Mike, and we will be back with you shortly.
No matter your situation, there is help available at applicablecoaching.com or idontwantthisdivorce.com or by calling 303-456-0555, 303-456-0555. So how do you plan financially for a divorce or reconciliation? Some answers when we come back.
Well, Teddy Ann, another area that we often see is when people call us, a lot of people are budget-minded.
They are.
And don't you think, though, that it'd be so much easier if they knew what they're investing in and
exactly.
what they're receiving from our service? So let's talk about that. When you get a phone call and somebody says, Teddy Ann, I want to hire you, and I'm just not sure about the financing, how do you work that out? And what do you tell people that are concerned about how much seeing an attorney costs them?
You know, it really is an individual case-by-case situation. Some people are just divorce planning and really just need that hour with me. I don't charge for that initial consultation because I really see that clients should interview several attorneys and see if they have a good personality fit as well as vision for their divorce, if you will, or marriage, depending on where they go after meeting with me. So after that initial consultation, understanding, are there kids involved? What kind of assets do we have? How contentious is this likely to be?
Right.
Once you assess all of that, then I set the initial retainer. My initial retainers can go anywhere from $2,500 to $7,500. Often a person will come in and I'm like, you really just need me to look at your file and figure out your best course of action. Mm-hmm. This is understanding that they've already gone somewhere into some process, either with a different attorney or did their own divorce and now need help figuring out what they did. So we'll do what we call an investigation fee. So that's anywhere from $500 to $1,000, 2 to 3 hours of our time. And then from that $5,000, it really just depends. That's usually how much I assess a case is going to be. The steps where we do all the financials, we draft a proposed agreement, and we get into mediation if I can't settle it. I'm always set with the goal of resolving everything in those 91 days that Colorado allows you. There's a cooling off period in Colorado that's 91 days. So from the day that you file the co-petition or the other person is served, the court will not sign a decree granting you a divorce for at least 91 days. But I try and keep clients who've made this decision to go forward with a divorce as close to that time frame as possible, knowing the emotional and financial costs of a divorce.
Sure. Well, it's also an investment in themselves. And we'll just touch this very briefly. We're not going to go into detail, but there are circumstances people leave marriages.
Exactly.
And for safety purposes.
Yes.
And that's all we're going to talk about unless they want to call us. But, you know, with counseling is very unique for certain people. It's not often I get some clients, but they want a 24/7 contract with me that they struggle during the day with just emotional things that people deal with as they're considering divorce.
Right.
We have a lot of people that will sit down and try to meet with us, but we'll get people that are really struggling with their next steps. You know, I had a client that was just really heartbroken that his wife was having an affair. He didn't know what to do. He wanted to confront. He wanted to clam up, stop talking, and just totally ignore her. But she had the kids. And so he was kind of in a catch-22. So with counseling, what we did is we tried to set up some kind of visitation arrangements, which you do as well. One that she agreed to. And it seemed to help stabilize both of them because they both were really angry at each other.
Right.
And counseling really promotes self-awareness of what are the issues in your relationship and what do you contribute to being in a bad marriage?
Right.
What do you bring to the table that's good? Because people need to also look more good in the person they married. It's not all that bad. Mm-hmm. But as you know, and we hear these people coming into our offices, and what do we hear? All the bad. So I kind of ask folk, you know, okay, I'm hearing a lot of bad stuff. What are some of the good things that your spouse brings to the table for
right.
you?
Right.
And what does that do? It kind of opens up a little positiveness and we can move in a direction as far as opening up the doors and having better, deeper communication about what are the needs in a marriage that aren't being met and what are being.
Right.
So I think both of us, you know, with all the work we do, there's a lot of help and a lot of potential that we bring to the table to help couples understand your relationship doesn't always have to end in a tank.
Exactly. I had a client in Steamboat and his wife went out and filed the petition, filed for a protection order, and didn't want him around his kids, who he'd been seeing, of course, every day of their lives. And as soon as I was able to talk to her attorney, and as soon as these two got their first month's attorney's bill, my client called me and said, I can't afford divorce right now. This isn't the route for us.
Mm-hmm.
And sure enough, they got back together and worked it out in a much better way, addressing the issues in a much healthier fashion than blowing it up with the court in a divorce where nobody knows what's going to happen to who.
Well, finances certainly can be a big roadblock for couples, knowing that they can't afford it. And I've got a lot of people that have considered that, and they end up getting the back together, just like you said. Right. So I think that's great. And these are the things that we need to talk about with, you know, our audience, is just make sure that there's all kinds of options and alternatives to getting on with your marriage and repairing it. All right, folks. Well, we're getting a signal here that we need to take a break for our sponsors. So stay tuned, and we'll be back shortly.
And what if only one side wants a divorce? How do you handle that situation? Some answers when we come back.
Well, Teddy Ann, we have a listener who submitted a question, and the question's pretty interesting, and it addresses both of us. But what happens, and he writes here, what do you do if a client of yours is proceeding to get a divorce, halfway through it, they decide, this is something I don't want? How do you deal with that?
You know what, I think it'd be more interesting if first we talk about how the client's working with you back out of marriage.
Well, let's
Can
do
you
that.
Talk about those clients?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, here's what happens when I get a client, for example, that we've worked really hard on saving a marriage. I mean, they've done the homework, both husband and wife, we're talking, and they seem to get it. And when I get a phone call, well, guess what? She doesn't want to work on it anymore. She wants to proceed to get a divorce. And it hits me rather hard, because I really want to see these relationships survive. And they put all the time and effort to make it happen. So what I do is I try to convince the spouse that wants to save the marriage to stay firm. Don't back down. Go with the game plan we put together. Don't do any eye pokes to be angry and say, why aren't you working on this? You need to back off. And if I can get the other spouse to come and talk with me, we sit down and we discuss, what are the reasons that you do not want to work on a marriage any longer? I get all kinds of responses on that.
Do you?
A lot of times, I don't believe that the change is real.
Yeah.
3 months is not enough. And it's not.
Right.
You know, these are forever changes. These aren't things that you do for 3, 4, 5, 6 months and then you go back to being the way you were.
Right.
These are lifetime changes. And so we have to have a barometer to at least assess, is the change for real?
Right.
Words are important, but your actions are a lot more important as far as showing that you are truly working on a relationship.
Right.
But anyway, we'll have that dialogue, and I'll ask them, please text me, phone me, email me when you have concerns. Do not sit on it and wonder what's going on.
Yeah.
Because certainly your mind can go in a lot of places it shouldn't. And so a lot of times the spouse that really wants into relationship will do that. And we've saved a lot of marriages when they are actively participating. Now, if you're wanting to work on your marriage and you're expecting your spouse to do all the changes,
right,
we got a problem, because the relationship is in trouble. It takes both people to work on themselves first. We want healthy people to go back into a marriage.
Right.
Counseling can take a long time. It's not a 1 or 2 week fix. Right. It is one that can be months, even years. So that's how I address, that's how I try to work through tense situations where you have couples that don't necessarily understand the process of counseling, and you have to be transparent, Teddy Ann.
Right.
You cannot be hiding things. You got to put it out on the table. And once you do that, you have some great results, as long as you're willing to forgive, because there's a lot of forgiveness in moving forward in a relationship. We hurt each other. We don't
right.
necessarily do it on purpose, although some people do.
Right.
But again, if they understand the forgiveness process and they understand that communicating and letting your spouse know what your needs are is hugely important for being successful in saving a relationship.
Right.
So, okay, that's what I do. How do you handle that?
You know, it's funny because it brings to me the saying that I use all the time, not only in my own self-reflection, but with clients. It's really find your truth. And if when you put those letters together for the acronym, the FYT, does that in your head spell fight or fit?
Mm.
Right? And the concept of, do I want to make this work and fit into marriage, whether it's after kids and those challenges are different, or when finances are so bad, do we want to make this fit? Do we want to make it work, or do we want to fight? Right? So that's a really good place to start. One of the things the court has to make in the findings when they grant a divorce is that the marriage is irretrievably broken.
Mm-hmm.
And so often I have clients, they come to me and they tell me, this marriage is not irretrievably broken. Unfortunately, in Colorado, it only takes one person to say that for the judge to make that finding. But when you have that one person still in it, bringing the other person around to out of the fight and into the fit is usually a really fun process to watch. Even in the stress of divorce, we had a case not too long ago. Not only did the couple separate, but wife had to go out and get a protection order, and they had a special needs child, and luckily they had two properties, so wife and the child were able to move into one house. But it wasn't until her attorney actually turned that mirror and husband was able to actually see how abusive and controlling and use of his financial power, if you will, in the relationship, that he actually got to see that reflection of him as almost abusive and shut it down. Went back groveling, asking to be back with her and to try and save the marriage. So after incurring almost $10,000 in attorney's fees, the couple said, call it. We don't want to divorce. We want to put this back together and try it, like withdraw our petition. Because sometimes what will happen in the middle of the process, the court will say, we'll ask the court for a stay. Give me a 6-month stay. Neither party finds this marriage is irretrievably broken yet, and they want that window to work on it. And the courts can do that for people. So even in the process of divorce, I'm hoping that people will still try and work through that process. So if they do call it and get to that final decree that they really know they've put everything in it to save their marriage.
Well, that's good news. It's exciting to hear these stories because they are success stories. So we are going to come back with Teddy Ann and myself. And if you have some questions, feel free to send us those questions at idontwantthisdivorce.com, and we will read those on air and we'll answer those.
Dealing with regrets, can they be reversed? Mike and Teddy will address that when we come back.
There's a subject, Teddy, in it, you know, a lot of people don't realize, but we see it so often, is regrets and either not getting counseling or getting a divorce. I'm reminded of a couple I was working with, and it still to this day bothers me, but the wife and husband agreed to get counseling. He's professional, and his wife was professional, and they had 4 adult children, married 30 years.
Wow.
And the wife, for some reason, just felt that she wanted a divorce. So she came to me and said, listen, I would like you to help talk to my husband because I want to get a divorce and I don't think he's going to do very well with it. And I said, okay, well, what are your reasons for a divorce? I expected to hear she or he was having an affair. They had all kinds of bad stuff going on. But the answer she gave me just totally surprised me. It was, I just don't want to be married anymore.
Wow.
And they were very successful. So we met together several times and we went through the 5 love languages, a color code testing just to see where they were at. And, you know, I didn't see any reason that there would be a divorce. I just couldn't see it. And when I met with the wife separately, she would share all the things that he didn't even know that she was thinking because they didn't talk.
Aww.
And so I remember at the office, this is a while back, I've been working with both of them, counseling independently and as a couple, we were in the office and he said to his wife, I really want to work on a marriage. I am changing. I'm doing everything that is necessary. I'm trying to listen to you better. I'm trying to be the man that you want. I'm trying to do the things that you want to do as far as socially, you know, go out and do things. Because he was pretty of a recluse, you know.
Right.
That was his MO. He was a teacher.
Right.
So when we sat there and she said, well, I am filing for divorce, his outburst, no, I don't want a divorce. And he wept. Oh, he sobbed. It was so painful for him. She sat there so stoic, not flinching, and watching her husband sob.
You know what though, Mike? I watched this and I've seen this so many times where the wife seems to grieve and grovel before they ever get to that point in decision. And they try and welcome the marriage and invite back and it gets pushed away until, right, that final card is played and then it's too late. And then I see my male clients like really start to process that, the ones that didn't want it, after it's too late.
Yeah.
Right? But that's, I guess that's the perfect question why we're discussing this today is when is it too late, right?
Mm-hmm.
And how do you keep a couple from getting to that point that they're walking into my office?
Well, I understand, and you certainly probably have heard this enough, but when a woman decides to get a divorce, it's not a spur of the moment.
Nope.
Rare. It has been thought about for months, maybe even years.
Calculated.
And, you know, when you are sitting down talking with the husband that, well, she just decided to do this. No, she did not. She has a reason. You have neglected or failed to hear what her needs are. Does that mean you are going to get a divorce? Not necessarily, but if you are taking the time to figure out how to repair your marriage and what her needs are, it certainly is the right direction to go.
Right.
I did have a couple that I worked with, a husband and wife. They fought a lot. A lot of couples do. And she finally had enough of it.
Right.
She felt like a second-class citizen. She felt that nothing that she said was being heard. And so she went and filed for divorce.
Wow.
He was heartbroken. Oh my goodness. Every time I saw him, he wept in my office.
God.
And he said that he knows he hasn't been a good husband as far as providing needs. I'm not talking financial, but being there for her. She worked, came home. Well, honey, what's for dinner? Hey, honey, did you wash my clothes? That right there in itself tells me a lot about a husband who is not being respectful of his wife and being a partner.
Right.
So they got divorced, and this man, I was counseling him for months, finally called me, said, well, my wife wants to meet with me. And so she had moved out of state, came back. They met at the IHOP or something like that. And he's talked about the possibility of restoring a marriage. Well, guess what? They did.
Wow.
He got it.
Yeah.
But after a divorce and after several months being apart, I think he realized that he really screwed up.
Oh.
So we're going to come back and talk more about regrets, because I think this is a topic, Teddy, and that a lot of people don't look at when they're considering divorce. There are regrets. So we will come back and we'll talk about that shortly. Stay tuned.
If you'd like more information, you can find us on the internet at applicablecoaching.com or idontwantthisdivorce.com or by calling 303-456-0555. 303-456-0555.
We're concluding today on our show, and we're talking about regrets. And Teddy Ann and I are sharing some of our experience with the clients that we've worked with and how painful it is for us. I had a client here yesterday, Teddy Ann, and he really wants to work on his marriage. It just isn't going the way he wants. And my heart just goes out to him.
I'm sure.
It really does. And he said, you know, Dr. Mike, I know that you are invested in my relationship with my wife. I just feel it. I know it. I feel your sincerity. And when you hear things like that, people have a tendency to really know that you do care about them. And in our business, a lot of times professionals don't give you the time of day. You're either a paycheck or you're just in a scheduling book. But we take any clients that come to us personally. We feel like we're family. We extend ourselves to you. We fight the battles for you. And one of the things that Teddy and I want you to know is we are in the trenches with you. You are not by yourself.
Right.
We are there fighting every chance we get just to help you and to feel that not only that you're hiring us, but you're having people invested in your marriage trying to help you save it. So my last story is a regret, and I'm going to turn this over to Teddy Ann because she has some stories as well, is where I had a couple that they had been married 3 years, and they had gone to several different counselors, and each counselor they went to told them that they should just end their marriage.
Aww.
Three counselors. And they heard about me where I'm the guy that works on trying to restore a relationship. And we set up a time. We talked. I heard the horror stories from these other counselors. And I don't get it. I don't know why someone would just say, just throw in a towel and just give up. Because they were a very unique couple. They were really wonderful. But we worked on the marriage. And we worked hard. They did their homework. They did the things that we had talked about to enhance better communication and respectfulness in the relationship. The cool thing about this relationship, had they thrown in a towel, Teddy Ann, let's just say they said with the first or second or third counselor, yeah, we're done. What regrets would they have had?
Right.
They had a small baby. Huh. So, folks, if you feel like giving up, you can't take it anymore, and you need help, please call us, because we can stand in a gap for you. We can lift you up and encourage you that there is hope. Not necessarily always the way you wanted it to turn out, but we will do our best to help you in this process. So, Teddy Ann, I'm turning over to you. Do you have any stories you'd like to share with us?
I have a couple that comes to mind, and younger couple, but not a couple that married in their 20s. Married late 30s, but went right into parenting, having children, and then the financial crisis hits. And not once, not twice, but three times with two little children, this couple separated, went through counseling, went through unemployment, went through job changes, went through all the stresses of life, together, apart, together, apart, together, apart. And then one day, enough was just enough. And so wife made the decision that it was time to divorce. And that relationship, that no matter the time, separate or together in counseling, the couple were just on different paths. And there was nothing. They had tried. They had committed to the counseling and to the marriage and to doing what they thought they could to make it work. But at some point, enough's enough. And that's why there are divorce attorneys, and there are healthy divorces for couples who have challenges that just go beyond the marriage and become individual problems. So while marriage is always encouraged and supported, I'm so happy to be working with you in this situation where we can also support those who make that determination that divorce is best for their family and handle that in a very private, financially safe, and emotionally as possible secure way that we can.
It's hard. There's a lot of work, and one of the things that I find wonderful about the work that we do, there is a lot of upside to this, that is seeing families come together and relationships that were hopeless come together, are stronger than ever before. And think about the testimony that they have with people watching them thinking that that marriage was going to fail, and yet through the most horrific storms have come together and have repaired the relationship and are leading productive, happy marriages.
Right.
And so I think it's one of the things that we do well, and we want you folks to know that our goal is to really help you in crises and making sure that you have a voice of reason through Teddy Ann or myself, that you're not going to be making any foolish decisions without talking to us, because we want to make sure that the decision that you make is purposeful and it's direct and it's not a knee-jerk kind of decision that you're making. We want to prevent you from doing that. But we also want to help you restore, if at all possible. And we want to make sure that you're being heard, because a lot of places that do counseling and family law, I don't know if they have your best interests at heart, but I know that we do. So Teddy Ann, thank you for coming today. We really appreciate you being here. This has been fun.
Thank you for having me.
Folks, we've got a lot of great things in store that we'll be sharing with you. So hopefully we see you next week, and take care.
Thank you for being with us today on Matters of the Heart. If you'd like help in this area, there is hope. Please visit applicablecoaching.com or idontwantthisdivorce.com, or you can call 303-456-0555, 303-456-0555. Thanks for being with us today. We'll be back next week.